It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, one more time, we push the little red button and continue with Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. And I have to say, I look forward to Tuesdays in the morning, knowing that nearly every Tuesday through the year, I get to come down here and hang out with Jerry and a guest, usually. You know, that's our routine. But it is such a high point of my week. And I love coming down here and connecting up with the women that I know. Some of them are residents that we've had the opportunity to interview and spend time with, staff like our guest today, and with Jerry, my sweet sister. What a relationship we built over the last 15 years. We have Ruby back with us today, and we have no idea where this is going. So I'll let you, Jerry, just remind everybody about Ruby and how vital she is to what goes on here at Evangel Home.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Ruby. When you mentioned that 15 years you and I have built a relationship just sitting in this office around this table, talking and connecting and realizing that when you are family in Christ, no matter what is on the peripheral vision of our hearts or our brains, this is the heart of us. Mm. And so the fact that you and Ruby and I can sit here today from our very different backgrounds and futures, and yet we are so connected right now because of our mutual Father. So Ruby and I have connected for 17 years, I think. And I love Ruby's story. I should let her tell it of how she came to be at Evangel Home. It's fun to hear it from Ruby, but she has worked her way up through the ranks and is in charge of our Crossroads program. For folks who might not know that, that's the apartments next to the crisis home where many of the women we've spoken with, Jim, live. They apply from the crisis home, and they are accepted or not accepted in some cases next door. And let me just say real quickly, when women are not accepted, we try to divert them before it ever gets down to them going through the whole process, and then we vote no. And reasons we might vote no are those that we know are just looking for a place to live, or ones that we know are just not being honest. There's probably, Ruby can agree or disagree, but there's probably nothing we have not heard. Mm-hmm. We can't imagine anything that would surprise us. And, you know, when it does, to us, it's kind of a so what moment. I mean, I don't mean that casually, but it's like you couldn't say anything so shocking to us that we would make you leave. Mm-hmm. Just because you have said it and you've admitted it and you're saying that you want help with it, to us, that's a great step. So the ones that we say no to are typically the ones that we sift through very carefully. And if they just want a program for a place to live, it won't work. So that's what Ruby's in charge of.
Yeah, and we've talked about this many times. There's nearly always pretty significant indicators of a strong desire to change.
Yes.
And those are the women that we want to invest those 9 months of training in, those who are committed to making life different.
Exactly.
And so the 9 months of life skills training that Ruby oversees over there, it's changing the world. We talked about it at the banquet, the ripple effect, these women and their families and their circle of their sphere of influence, and on and on and on. It is critically important to what's going on in Fresno.
I want to tell you one story before we hand the mic over to Ruby, who might get 30 seconds to talk. Sorry, Ruby. One of the women we're speaking of right now, a woman who was in the crisis home, who went next door, Zelina, we can say that because she's been on the air, graduated, did very well. And Zelina was one of several graduates who called us earlier this year and said, help. Things are really tough for me right now. I've lost my job, or I've lost daycare and then lost the job. We saw that happening with a number of graduates. Mm. To some of them, we said, come back. And we'll make up something as we go. Well, that's what we did with Zelina and one other woman. And it was so refreshing, Jim, for us to know these graduates are out there, and they're not playing games. They're really trying to make it. And then they realize they are going to go backwards if they don't get a little refresher course, a tune-up. Yeah. And my hat off to them, because why should we say, no, just go ahead and struggle, when we have invested so much in mm-hmm. them? It's as if our graduates get a lifetime warranty in mm-hmm. a way. Mm-hmm. And when they need help, we need to help them. So Zelina came back with her two children, got herself back on her feet, has an apartment, mm-hmm. moved out last Friday, came in here to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Zelina comes in and gives me a hug. And then her little girl, who is 6 years old and just adorable and a little bit of a behavioral challenge, they are going to continue in counseling, which is awesome. Anyway, they both come in here, and the little girl is wearing her wonderful pink coat and backpack and all. She comes over to my desk, puts her hands around my arms, and then she reaches into something and pulls out a handful of the stickiest, grubbiest Cheerios I've ever seen. Puts them on my desk, says, thank you, and leaves. To me, that was Thanksgiving and Christmas all wrapped up into one.
Here's what I have to offer.
Yeah,
the gift, what it is, doesn't matter. It's the heart. Oh, bless her heart. Well, we need to move on
and, talk, and, Cheerios.
And talk to Ruby. Ruby, quickly, what was going on in your world? Why did Evangel Home come into your world? What was Ruby's life?
Actually, I went to Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, and I was going to Chowchilla Women Prison as a MR2 sponsor to mentor the ladies there. And Helen Taylor was on the board, and they was getting ready to open up the garden home, was going to be the prison ministry, so she invited me to an open house.
Helen did?
Helen.
Who went to your church then?
Yes, and I came. But I met Jerry, but, you know, it took 6 months for me to actually know if I was on staff or not. It was a quick little vision, but a long vision. But that was real heart-touching, because I did go to a retreat with the Evangel Home before they even told me I was on board. And the story is, you know, we opened up the Learning Center, which is the garden now. And I had to stay there by myself and never lived alone by myself. No phones, no beds, no nothing. The house is getting rebuilt.
And why she had to stay by herself is we had remodeled that house, and we were going to take women from prison, and then nobody came.
Oh.
And so we had hired Ruby. The house was ready. And so she was literally staying over there at night all by herself. And then
came along Joby. And Joby was abused like I was.
He was the dog.
He was the dog. But actually, I had went through some abuse issue with my ex-husband. And it seemed like Joby and I just connected. You know, he's not human, but I felt like he was. But I always will remember Joby, because he was there. And I worked the night shift for many years. And anything that happened to Joby, of course, if he was sick, you had to give him the medication, because Maxine trained us all how to give him his medication. So I learned a lot about a dog.
And then the board said to me, Jerry, well, where are the people? It's nice to have a dog, but is this a good use of money?
We have a dog and a director, and we just had someone to minister to.
And then along came a gal named Mona. And Mona said, could I come here instead of going to prison? And that we love that story, because we never would have thought of that. The women who have served their time, we thought were a better group to work with than the ones who haven't served their time. Mm-hmm. Had we thought of that, we wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. But I think God let us just kind of get the house all ready, get the dog ready, get Ruby in place, and then he said, change of plans here.
Yeah.
And then we were ready for that.
Yeah. Well, Ruby, you were with the garden, now you were directing Crossroads. You've got a stack of papers here in front of you. What you want to talk about that a little bit? Apparently it's on your mind.
Yes, actually, this is my, I teach self-esteem, and today is Tuesday, but today is a fun day in the class. I'm going to teach them how to do a manicure because of self-esteem. So I've been preparing myself this morning, and this is a class that I thought would encourage the ladies to feel good about themselves. Because I am a licensed manicurist, been a licensed manicurist for probably over 20 years. So now I'm going to let them learn something that they can do hands on hands with each other.
All right. Those are awesome gifts, too, for our women to be able to be equipped to do, because they don't have money to buy gifts. And if they can even learn to do things like this for each other and for family, that's a really nice thing.
Yeah. I don't think of that. That, of course, that doesn't cross my mind. What am I going to do? I can say, here, play with my fingernails. Doesn't work for me. So now looking, we're approaching Christmas. We're a couple of weeks away as we record this. What special is going on with the Crossroads ladies as we come into the Christmas season?
For me, this is a good Christmas for me, because one thing I really do have to say to all the sponsors, because I had to take over being the Christmas sponsors and gathering sponsor for the Crossroads residents and the Garden residents. And what the sponsor usually do is they sponsor a resident and a family. And the resident put like 4 gifts on a wish list, and I connect them with a sponsor. The sponsor go out and buy the gift and bring it back to the residents here. So this is actually my first year doing the job by myself. I'm so proud of myself.
Self-esteem is working.
Yes, and I'm so proud of the Christmas sponsor this year, because I can say maybe 90% of the sponsors last year sponsor again this year. Mm-hmm. And all of them are sponsored. Mm-hmm. So I started early in October, and they responded because they wanted to go out and shop before Thanksgiving. So I am so pleased, and I'm so thankful for all the Christmas donors and sponsors who are helping the Crossroads program and the Garden program. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so, so much, our listening friends, those of you who support us first with prayer, then with the day-to-day needs and these special events. Your help is just critical. It doesn't happen here without you.
It literally does not.
Literally does not happen. Thank you. Jerry, you got 15 seconds. What do we need for Christmas?
Cheerios. We always need cereal. And again, this time of year, Jim, December is when most ministries, most nonprofits make up enough money that they get through the next year. So cash gifts would be critical right now.
Okay. Okay, there you have it, my listening friend. You've heard lives are being changed here, not only here, but in the sphere of influence. Multiple generations of lives affected by what goes on here at Evangel Home. And we could use your help. So if cash isn't a possibility, but maybe something else is, and you don't have an idea, call us, 264-4714. Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you,
Jerry. My listening friend, thank you. We look forward to our next opportunity here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.